الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل شهر رجب اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, as many of us already know that the month of Rajab has started. It is a very blessed month. It is one of the months which have been sanctified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. Surely the numbers of months according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the skies and the heavens and the earth, are 12. منها أربعة حرم. Out of the 12 are 4 months which are sanctified. The hadith says, ثَلَاثٌ مُتَوَالِيَاتٌ, the 3 months which are consecutive, that is ذُو الْقَعْدَ ذُو الْحِجَّ and Muharram, and the 4th one is by itself, which is Rajab. These are the 4 months which are sanctified. These are the 4 months in which ibadah, the value of the ibadah, is increased by many folds, and committing sin becomes much more grave and much more severe and much more punishable in these months. So the month of Rajab is the first month out of the 4 months of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sanctified, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given special honor to. So we should appreciate and understand that this is a golden opportunity for us to increase our ibadah and earn the reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved, and earn the great maghfirah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in these months. It is for this reason that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, soon as the month of Rajab would come, he would make dua. Also, our pious predecessors, when this month would come, they would increase the ibadah by many folds. The ibadah would increase for a couple of reasons. A, that this month was a month with the sanctity of it has been prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the reward has been greatly increased in this month. And also, this month is a forerunner for the month of Ramadan. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, soon as the month of Rajab would start, he would say, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, give me barakah fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Give me barakah in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. Wa balighna Ramadan. And increase my time in this world so that I can reach the month of Ramadan. So this shows that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would increase his dua and also make preparation for the month of Ramadan. My dear respected brothers and elders, our time in this world is very short. Nobody knows how long they would live. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has kept this knowledge to himself. But every person will have to leave this world. But our pious predecessors never wanted to leave this world without doing something good. That is why if the month of such as these months would come, they would wish that they would achieve this month. The Salaf al-Saliheen, if they were close to death and the month of Rajab had started, then they would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase their life so that they can spend the month of Rajab. If the month of Rajab has passed and they have come to the month of Sha'ban, then they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase their life so that they can reach the month of Ramadan. So my dear respected brothers and elders, this is a month which we should not waste. This is a month which we should truly appreciate and make it the preparation for the month of Ramadan. And this is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua in this month and say, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. And the reason why he would ask for barakah, so that the full preparation and the full practice and the full, in terms of increasement in ibadah and the habitual of ibadah becomes ingrained, he would make dua for that. So that is what it meant by having barakah. Barakah not into so that his wealth could increase, so that his materialistic things can become more. No. When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma barik lana, that oh Allah, give us barakah, meaning give us the more opportunity to spend time in doing ibadah. So that when the month of Ramadan comes, we have made full preparation. Doing ibadah becomes our second nature. And spending time in ibadah will become the norm. And saving ourselves from fruitless activities will become the noble habit of ours. For that, preparation has to be done. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam acknowledging that, although Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every single time of his was an act of ibadah. Every single action of his was guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever he said, whatever he did was guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a thing he did from his own desires, but it was guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his life was already full of ibadah. But to show us that when the month of Rajab would come, we would have to physically spend more time in doing the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the month of Ramadan comes, our daily activities during our 24-hour life should include more of ibadah. So much so that when we are deprived of that ibadah, we'll feel that we have lost something. Those who become 5 times salah, those who practice and establish the 5 times salah, when they miss a salah, they feel that they have lost a lot of things. Why? It's because it becomes a habitual action of theirs. It is ingrained within their daily activities. So when that is missing from their life, they think that they have missed something. So this notion and this feeling doesn't come just like that. It only comes after practicing and making effort on that. Once we make effort on our time, making sure that every single hour of our time is spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we increase our time spent in ibadah, then that will become the norm. And when that becomes the norm, when we miss that, we will feel that we have missed something. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that soon as the month of Rajab comes, we make preparation. This is why our Salaf have said the Shahru Rajab, Shahru Zara. That the month of Rajab, what is it? It is the month in which we sow seeds in the ground. Wa Shahru Sha'ban, Shahru Saqi Zara. And the month of Sha'ban is the month in which we water the seeds. Wa Shahru Ramadan, Shahru Hasad Zara. And the month of Ramadan is the month in which we cut the crop that we have made. Now it is time to get the fruits. Because we had made the preparation. We have laid the foundation. The groundwork has been done. So these 2 months is actually the preparation for the month of Ramadan. Because that month of Ramadan is the most special and the most virtuous month of Ramadan. It is in that month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only forgive our sins, but will increase our ibadah so much so that for every single nafal optional ibadah that we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it to the value of a fard. And when a fard is done in the month of Ramadan, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases it so much that it becomes the equal to 70 fard. And my dear respected brothers and elders, one fard cannot be compensated by doing nafas salah, although we do it for all our lives, it will never be the equal to a one fard. That is the true value of one fard. If we were to miss one fard and try to compensate that by spending all our time in doing optional ibadah, that will never compensate that. That is the value of one fard. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the holy month of Ramadan will increase the nafl and optional ibadah to the value of a fard. So that is a true blessing, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam realized that and wanted to make sure that his ummati, his beloved followers, do not miss that opportunity. Do not lose that opportunity, for no one knows what if they would ever get that opportunity again. Because nobody knows when they would leave this world. Even Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't know when he was going to leave this world. Although غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر. But he had no sins, and if there was going to be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared already that whatever he does, it will be sinless. But in spite of that, he made so much ibadah in the month of Ramadan, and he would make preparation for that beforehand. So us, whom, you know, we have committed so much sins that we are drowning in our sins. From head to toe, we are full of sins. Not a single limb of our body which we have not committed sin with. So we need to make more benefit, take more benefit from the month of Ramadan so that we get our sins forgiven. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to practice what doesn't sin.